Money and power. That's what we seek today. That's what the nation is seeking today. Money and power. Not contentment. What do we do, preacher? We pray. I think in closing this morning, we need to pray for our nation. Not for a president, but for forgiveness, for mercy, and yes, even for revival. God, give us revival. You know, no matter whatever happens this coming week, cannot be greater than a soul getting right with God. And you may be here this morning, you just need to get right with God, amen. The voices, God speaking, something greater is eternal life, everlasting life. If God tarries and Jesus tarry doesn't come back, 4 more years from now we'll be voting again for another president. But God, people need to pray. Let's pray, amen. We can pray and should pray earnestly for our nation. Every head bowed, please. No one looking around. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning I've tried, oh Lord, to do your bidding. I tried, dear God, to take what you gave me and turn our attention to prayer, that we need to be praying, Lord, for this coming week, that we need to be praying for our nation, that your will, oh God, will be accomplished. Not our will, but thy will. That's our prayer, Lord, that your will be accomplished in coming days. And God, that we as a people would be willing to accept the will of God. The God that saith promotions comes from me, cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But thou, God, who is the judge, putteth up one and setteth down another. God, have your way today. Speak to our hearts, Lord, even now, as we come to this time of invitation. And Lord, we'll thank and we'll praise you in Christ's precious name. Amen. Amen. Would you stand with us this morning?